This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, cranking up the sacred fire of liberty now with Jonathan E. Ward. He's out in the wilds of Montana and joining us here while he can and before he heads back to do battle in the district the way that he does. Jonathan, thank you. I'm just glad you're having a great time with the family out there because the news from D.C., not the thrilling news we were hoping to hear about Hillary Clinton.
No, it greets me like a solid right hand to the stomach, Robert. It's a sickening feeling. And this is the end of American greatness in this sense. We're founded on the principle that no person, regardless of their station, is above the law. That was the clarion call when Richard Nixon was forced out of office on far less damaging to national security, for sure, grounds. And yet here, despite all the evidence that plainly demonstrates that Hillary Clinton violated Section 793F of the Espionage Act, she was let off the hook only because she was Secretary of State and wields influence that others don't. So many other people have been convicted under this statute. So many other people have been convicted under this statute for far, far less. And yet Hillary Clinton, despite all the evidence which is admitted to by James Comey, was let off the hook. He has obstructed justice. He's the FBI director, but he's taken an action that has prevented justice from being served. And as a result, the American people are at a loss. What we're particularly at a loss for is that he's created a bifurcated system of justice. He's established that if you're high enough station in this country, you can commit the most heinous acts of espionage, Espionage Act violations that put the national security at risk, and be able to escape the consequences of that, even be able to proceed on to be elected president of the United States. It's a disgusting and really outrageous rending of a fundamental principle upon which this nation was constructed, that no person, regardless of their station, is above the law. He's defeated that principle, and he will live in infamy, as will this act. It's an infamous act of injustice, and I'm shocked, really, because I had thought that Comey, based on his background,
right,
and his long history of defense of the rule of law, would have withstood the political pressure and done the right thing. Instead, he caved, which is a sign of just how powerful the influences are of the Clintons upon this government, how embedded they are within the establishment. That's my reaction.
That was the surprise. Yet at the same time, they laid out a case that if you were just listening blindly, not knowing it was about Clinton, you know, what they were saying in the preamble to saying, oh, we're not going to indict, you would say, wait a second, there's two different statements embedded in there. On one, you've laid out all the reasons why this is definitely an indictable offense, and then at the end you conclude, well, we're not going to do anything.
Well, that's right. I mean, let's take the law first. 18 U.S.C. Section 793F. It says, whoever being entrusted with any document relating to the national defense through gross negligence permits the same to be removed from its proper custody shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. That's the law. The law focuses on gross negligence. There's also a separate provision on intentional violations. But at a minimum, I think she violated the law intentionally. I think the evidence is overwhelming for that conclusion. But nonetheless, even if you prosecute her under this lesser provision, gross negligence, the question is, did she engage in gross negligence? That is extreme carelessness by putting outside the protected channels of communication secret or top secret or classified information. He admitted in his statement that 110 emails sent or received on Clinton's server contained classified information, including emails classified at the top secret or even higher than top secret special access program levels. That's a damning indictment, and he referred to her handling of those emails as evidence of extreme carelessness, which is the very definition of gross negligence.
Yeah, so how do you explain the decision not to indict based on that? Because you said intent is not necessary.
Well, he said two things. He said that, first, he said there had never been a conviction without intentional action. And then secondarily, he said that the indictment would have been unprecedented in these circumstances. Well, here's the situation. Intentional action, as he well knows, is not required for conviction under 793F, even if he had concluded that nothing she had done was intentional, in the sense that she willfully put at risk classified information. He would nevertheless have had overwhelming evidence for prosecution under Section 793F. And so it's not a situation where there isn't sufficient evidence to bring the prosecution. Remember, all along he's accurately described this as an investigation to determine whether there is evidence sufficient under the statute to prosecute her.
Right.
He found evidence sufficient under the statute to prosecute her. The ultimate question of whether to proceed with the prosecution is a Justice Department decision. He made that decision in acting in excess of his appropriate authority. He made the decision not to prosecute.
Wow.
He said he would not recommend prosecution. Now, of course, he could be reversed, but we already know, telegraphing in advance, that the Attorney General said, telegraphing in advance,
yes,
I will follow the recommendation of Comey. So Comey knew that his recommendation would be the determination.
Right.
Because Lynch said that. So if he was following the law and pursuing what he was supposed to do, he would have recommended the action to the Justice Department, saying, I found, based on my investigation, evidence that she violated Section 793F. The ultimate determination to prosecute, then, is the Attorney General's, not his.
Yeah, I did find interesting, after she met with Clinton, secretly, but it was found out that she made that statement, I will do whatever you say, or I will do whatever's recommended. So at that point, you just knew, they knew in advance for her to say that.
Well, not only that, look, his other justification is ridiculous, but it's unprecedented. His notion that it's unprecedented is simply that there's never been a Secretary of State who's been prosecuted under this provision.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly not unprecedented in the sense that the lawyers understand the term, because there have been multiple convictions for far less. Indeed, this is the most egregious violation of Section 793F in American history. No other individual has taken, in separate instances, 110 emails,
right,
containing classified information and put them in insecure channels that she knew, based on her briefings at the State Department, briefings at the White House, briefings as a senator,
yeah,
were at risk.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, you'll find this statement pretty amazing. Break classification rules for the public's benefit, and you could be exiled. Do it for personal benefit, and you could be president. Who said that? Edward Snowden, in a tweet after this event happened. I mean, whether you like Snowden or not, at least in his mind, what he was doing was for the benefit of the public, violation of the public trust, which was what was happening in government, according to what he released, and he's exiled. Hillary does it for personal benefit. She could be president, Amy. So you're getting perspectives from those who have exposed these things going, they're shaking their head going, wow. You know, what
this is not even close, I mean, as far as being absurd. This is not even close. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's outrageous conduct. It exceeds, I mean, really, he should resign or be kicked out of office. It's never going to happen. He's going to be complimented, patted on the back 552 times by people within the administration. But I'll tell you, the career Justice Department attorneys and the career FBI agents who are involved in this matter have got to be sick. They have got to be grossly offended. These are the same people who have prosecuted individuals who have just, say they work for the Defense Department, and they stupidly put a laptop containing secret information, even if they didn't even know it was in there. They took it home over the weekend to work on something and brought it back.
Yeah.
And then they were convicted under this section of the statute. You mean to tell me that those people, some of whom have gone to jail, received justice when this person, who is the head of the State Department, who knew what was classified information, who told others in the department what was classified information, who even referred people from her own department to the Justice Department for prosecution on far less than what she did herself, is allowed to be above the law, is allowed to do what we cannot do that's said illegal and get away with it. There are two standards of justice now in this country. If you're politically connected and you're an important person as far as those in the administration are concerned, you can do virtually anything. You can even put at risk people's lives and the critical intelligence necessary for the United States to defend itself in the world.
If there are good people, Jonathan, as you've insisted, because you know some of them within Justice Department and FBI, they've got to be deflated and dispirited. Is this an attempt to drive those people out so that only cronies are working that do whatever the bidding is of the executive branch, whoever may be in charge?
I don't think so. I think it's like all other bureaucratic situations where you see the head of an agency do something that's grossly unjust. There's such an enormous pattern of that in this country. The people underneath who hate it are expected to just bite the bullet and carry on. And a lot of them will, but I'll tell you, I would be flabbergasted if we don't see some whistleblowers come flying out of the government on this, or if we don't see some people resign and tell the story.
Okay.
Because this is one of the singular acts of self-destruction of the rule of law in the United States. That it's so gross. I can't think of an instance.
Well, Jonathan, I want you to think about it because we got to take a break. And we'll talk about maybe a rightful remedy that some folks don't like to hear, but we'll talk about it as it relates as well to Brexit when we come back with Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan, we just enjoyed a celebration. It's called Independence Day. I'll hazard a guess that most Americans don't really understand the significance anymore, the words that were put into the Declaration of Independence and how they weren't just haphazardly assembled, and what it meant in the law of nations as well to acknowledge and recognize this country as an independent sovereign state or nation. Now, we have this concept of secession, and when people hear the word secession, some people overreact to it, but the Declaration of Independence was actually a secession document, as I understand it, from the Crown of England.
Well, that's right. What we have in the Brexit situation is a reaffirmation of individual rights. We have, in the European Union, an onerous regulatory regime, and I'm telling you, it is very similar in many respects to the regime that was imposed upon the colonists by the Crown, and ultimately led to the American Revolution, in that the EU has jurisdiction, broad jurisdiction, over whole areas that ordinarily had been in the province of each individual member state. So, for example, the EU has virtually unlimited jurisdiction over environmental regulation, over food regulation, over drug regulation, over food supplement regulation, over health and safety regulation, over immigration, over border control. It has virtually unlimited regulation over all aspects of economic intercourse among nations and within nations that are member states. So, for example, just to give you how outrageous this is, if you are in a country like England and you have a commercial dispute with another company, and let's say that company is also based in England, you sue that company, and the issues that are raised in it touch upon areas of jurisdiction of the EU. The ultimate conclusion of the case is not by a jury of your peers, not by the judiciary in England. It has to be appealed to the European Union Court of Justice, where the European Union Court of Justice will ultimately decide. And these are people who are not Englishmen, who are not people with customs to the law and rights. So they ultimately decide your fate. And in addition, the regulations supersede all regulations and laws of the member states. So, for example, they went after Danish in Holland. They said that Danish was toxic at certain levels, and they virtually prohibited the sale and consumption of one product that is a characteristic of those who live in Dutch countries. And they went after the electric tea kettle in England. And they've gone after many other things. They virtually banned herbal supplements in England. The Food Safety Authority overruled all British regulations of labels labeling food, determine what foods can be available to the English people. You see, this is a question of sovereignty. It is a question of whether a nation, Great Britain, can have its own sovereignty, whether its own people can be able to have representatives of their own, serve their own interests, or whether they instead have to rely upon an unrepresentative bureaucracy in Brussels to control virtually every aspect of their lives. There is a European Parliament, but almost all law in Europe under the European Union is not the product of the European Parliament, which in itself dilutes heavily the vote of Britain, it being one of 28 member states, but it is the law of these unelected officials who run the bureaucratic agencies.
Jonathan, how ironic as you describe this, because it sounds like if I replaced a few words in there, you'd be describing the FDA and our own bureaucratic oligarchy running roughshod over the states and the people in terms of our freedom to utilize these things. And the question is, do we need another secession document like Brexit was for England to get out of the European Union, like our own Declaration of Independence, from the bureaucratic oligarchy, especially considering that Clinton has now been given a pass and may become president as criminal as she is?
Right. It's exactly a parallel. In fact, we set the example for the world with the Declaration of Independence for a separation from a government that was oppressive and depriving us of our individual rights. The people of Britain have now set an example for us by showing us that there needs to be a Declaration of Independence from bureaucracy, from the administrative state. And we suffer under the very same restrictions from an administrative state that is unelected.
Well, we'll talk about some more of these remedies. We've got to take a break, Jonathan, and hopefully we'll be joined by our good friend Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty and continue this very important discussion as we assess what is the future of the Republic, a Republican form of government here in these United States, right now on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss an episode of the Sacred Fire of Liberty, it, along with all the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, available through many different connections, links, etc., including our syndicator, Genesis Communications, GCNLive.com. We've got iTunes, we've got Stitcher, we've got TuneIn, we've got Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle. We also have across the pond, funny enough, they listen to us, they love us here, UK Health Radio. They love Liberty over there as well. And, of course, the new SoundCloud. You can get the archives. We're joined now, in addition to Jonathan Emord, with our good friend Norm Singleton, and he's with the Campaign for Liberty. And Norm, you've been obviously following all of this that we've been discussing and more.
I have indeed. The fact that she's not being charged, even though the FBI director
if you parse his statement very carefully, he did suggest that there was evidence to bring charges up. And I've seen some of her defenders and some others say, well, you're saying guilty until proven innocent, and I don't think that's the case. She may very well have not violated federal law. The point is that it's not the duty of the FBI, the job of the FBI director, when they have the evidence that he presented yesterday, to say, well, she's guilty or she's innocent. It's their duty to refer it to a prosecutor and say there is evidence that she may have committed a crime and it should be pursued. And it's, if you think about it, it's actually not. In fact, I wonder if the FBI director is actually, here's a conspiracy theory for you, that he is actually secretly working for Trump, because now she has this cloud over her head for the,
well, you're talking about the
campaign,
the ammo that Comey delivered, while then saying we're not
right.
firing the gun, but here's the ammo. So you're saying it could be advantageous to a Republican nominee.
Right. It was really the best day that Trump has had in a long time, although apparently he kind of muddled the message yesterday. But it did really strengthen his argument about crooked Hillary being part of a corrupt and rigged system. I don't see how this helps her
right.
at all. I mean, I guess not being under indictment helps, but nonetheless.
Well, for those who just want to vote for her because she's a woman, to say she's
yeah.
not indicted is really not a high bar for women. But Jonathan, do you think that this could be advantageous in a weird sort of way for Trump?
I think Trump can take advantage of it very clearly, and I think this is what I would say if I were Trump. I would say, look, what James Comey has done is established a bifurcated system of justice in the United States, where people who are the inside establishment, people who are well-connected, politically influential, despite the fact that they violated the law, get to go scot-free, whereas the rest of us, including all those people who committed far lesser egregious violations of Section 793F, went to prison. And I would say that this shows that the only justice that Hillary Clinton can have is at the hands of the electorate. It's now up to us as voters to make sure she doesn't get rewarded for her violation of national security and putting at risk humans and human intelligence and methods that were vital to national security by putting her in the White House. We have to be the justice. If they're not going to prosecute her, we have to give justice to Hillary Clinton by voting her against her
mm-hmm.
in November. Otherwise, we're condoning this illegal conduct. And that's what I would say is if I were Trump. And I think that's the real problem here. The real problem here is that Hillary Clinton is above the law. And the only solution is, if the Justice Department isn't going to do it, if the courts are not going to do it, it's us.
Mm.
And it's our obligation, in fact, it's our duty to make sure she doesn't become president.
Norm, what about the Democrats? I have to ask. I mean, is there a possibility they can, and Jonathan, you've hinted at this for a while, that maybe they bring Biden in, or does another presumptive nominee appear again?
I think they have the same problem that Republicans have. I don't see how, unless something else breaks and it forces the Justice Department and the FBI to revise their decision and bring charges, I don't see how they can justify dumping her, especially after you had just, is it hours after, or maybe not even hours after, the announcement, you had the President Obama calling her the most qualified person in history, which is interesting because 8 years ago, one of his selling points was actually that her experience disqualified her. Her experience as first lady, taking the Democrats in a corporatist direction, her experience as a senator, voting for the Patriot Act, voting for the Iraq War, and you would think that he would, maybe, it, I guess, it I guess it's too much to ask that he have a little bit of self-reflection on her tenure as his Secretary of State and consider all the problems that she's kind of gotten him into around the world, not just Benghazi, but the predicate of that, which was the Libyan disaster. But so I don't see how they get Biden in there. I don't think the super delegate revolt would be enough at this point. I don't think enough of them will do that. I think the fact that Bernie Sanders said he planned to vote for her shows their and her Hillary's subsequent endorsement and campaigning with Elizabeth Warren shows that the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is being tamed. The odds are greater that the Republicans will leave Cleveland with a nominee other than Donald Trump than that the Democrats will leave. I forget where their convention is, but wherever it is, they're not going to leave with someone other than Hillary Clinton as their nominee.
Yeah, they may be in Philadelphia. Go ahead.
If Trump were to play cards right on this, this is just absolutely perfect evidence of Hillary Clinton's wedding to the establishment, that she is an establishment person, that she is just a continuation of the Obama administration. And to have him campaigning overtly, which is unprecedented, in the sense that, you know, he's going to be the attack dog for Hillary Clinton, having that done really does make her, along with this decision by Comey, the quintessential establishment candidate who is more of the same. And not only that, is tied in with Wall Street, is tied in with the major power brokers who are responsible for government stagnation and for violation of individual liberty and all of that. And if you played your cards right, it would just be a perfect situation. I mean, you would define Clinton as she is, which is more of the same, the establishment. She doesn't really have any your interests at heart, has self-interest, is tied into specific special interests, and is going to pursue those self-interests and those special interests in the White House at your expense. And I think that is the critical factor that pushes independence into the Trump category, as long as Trump doesn't commit suicide, has a tendency to inflict wounds upon himself. If he can stop that, and if he can champion some of these things, I think Clinton is just dirt. I mean, I really think that she's going to be in a pickle. She's now ahead by some 6%, which is nothing. 5% margin of error there. But she's ahead by 6% in the latest national polling. And that is completely capable of being eliminated. Her support is, but for the core Democratic support, liberal wing, is all fungible. He can reach out and grab blue-collar people. He's already done it with the coal miners. He can reach out and grab those who have a scruple about justice and who understand that the rule of law has been violated here and that Hillary Clinton hasn't come to face justice that she deserves. And he can also grab people who are disgusted by this administration's failures in foreign policy, failures in domestic policy, mass unemployment that is kept down by false figures from the Department of Labor. You know, all of that, and the bureaucracy, the unending growth of the bureaucracy and the unending national debt, ever growing. All of these things are in his, are an opportunity for Trump if he just plays his cards right. And Republicans are not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, you might get a few. And there isn't going to be a major defection from Donald Trump. So long as he stands for the principles and fights against the corruption, it's all there. And he can be the attack dog. There's more than enough corruption to attack on Hillary Clinton. But he also has to stand for the principles of limited government, free enterprise, and a strong national defense, which have been the core values of the Republican Party. And he can certainly do that. He does that, in fact, on national defense. There's no question that public regards him as a stronger candidate than Hillary Clinton. And, you know, on free enterprise, he's got some problems with his free trade ideas, but nonetheless, there's great popular will and support of ending these international agreements, and these international agreements are anything but free trade. They're managed trade.
Right.
And they're designed to provide special interests with perks at the expense of free enterprise.
Go ahead, Norm.
No, I think everything Jonathan said is right. I think on foreign policy, he's managed to, and part of it is, you know, some people say, well, it's because he contradicts himself, but he's managed to be a strong nationalist. He's not, he's very, very hawkish at times when it comes to things like ISIS and, dealing with trade, which I'm not 100% comfortable with, but I do agree with Jonathan that it's good to see somebody standing up to these international organizations that are more closer to the EU than what a true libertarian version of the free movement of goods across borders. He understands that that you can be that being pro-immigration at a time when, or pro-open borders, mm-hmm. Does not necessarily, is not a wise policy at a time of legitimate national security threats and a welfare state.
Hold that thought, Norm. We got to take a break here.
Even if his rhetoric is disturbing.
Yeah, we got to take another break here. We'll be back to wrap it up with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emore. Of course, emore.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
Now, we share the concerns of a centralized bureaucracy dictating how to live our own lives here in the United States. And, of course, a lot of what we do on the Sacred Fire of Liberty talks about that. But, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. With every shooting, with every tragedy, there are those that just politically react and call for the banning of good people to have these guns to defend themselves. And, you know, issues like mental health, issues like terror watch list, no-fly list, things like that are flying in Congress. And I don't know, Norm, if you have a good update for us to see where these things are heading.
Well, it's interesting. What you see is Paul Ryan last week announced towards the end of the week in a conference call that they would be bringing forward a Republican version of the no-fly, no-buy bill. This one says if you're being investigated for a terrorist or have been investigated for terrorism ties, you lose your Second Amendment rights for 72 hours to prove before a court that there is probable cause. It may be a minor improvement over what the Democrats' absolutely totalitarian stripping of even more due process because you happen to be on this terrorist watch list, which includes an 8-year-old Cub Scout and a 10-year-old boy who happens to have the same name as a former IRA leader. But first of all, probable cause and no conviction, just investigation, is not really, shouldn't be sufficient to lose a Second Amendment right or even have to prove or defend yourself in court, because the government does protect or does bear the burden of proof. So this is an E for effort, because they are trying to split the middle, but I think that they have failed on constitutional grounds, and I think that they would have been better off to stick to their guns, no pun intended, mm-hmm. by just saying, we defend the Constitution, we will look for ways to keep guns out of the hands of terrorists without violating the Second Amendment. And they should also, it would be nice, because yesterday on the floor, and I think today again on the floor, no matter what the subject the Republicans were trying to talk about, the Democrats talked about guns. And I didn't see anyone stand up and say, on the Republican side, say, well, this is the Second Amendment, here. And also, if you really want to keep people safe, let's repeal the federal laws mandating gun-free schools. There's a reason why every one of those awful shootings takes place in a gun-free zone. And even if gun-free zones aren't going to stop these shootings, I don't think anybody claims that they will. The fact is that what they will do is they will minimize the damage at the very least. And maybe they will reduce them. You know, if a shooter knows that his targets are likely aimed, there might be less likely to do that, especially if it's someone who is either actively, or if the shooter in Orlando has delusions of grandeur that they're doing it for some great ideological pro-ISIS cause. They want to cause maximum damage, so it makes sense that they would go to a place where they know that their victims or intended victims are defenseless.
Yeah, also, Norm, if you remember, I think there was a big attack in Turkey at the airport or something, and where did they attack? Not on the plane, but at the lines at security, at check-in, where large crowds gathered. And, Jonathan, you pointed this out as well, with the ridiculous nature of transportation security theater versus real protection of the people.
Right, and this whole idea that somehow federal regulation or the passage of some law that violates the rights of Second Amendment people, the United citizens of the United States, the Second Amendment rights, is somehow going to prevent terrorism. I mean, no gun law passed in any state in the Union has stopped gun violence. It just simply doesn't work because people who are willing to kill are obviously willing to break the law, and they will acquire weapons to do it. And here's the point. If they're concerned about the no-fly list, three-quarters of the people on the no-fly list are foreign nationals suspected of ties to terrorism or to groups affiliated with terrorists. Well, go ahead and dump money into the coffers of the prosecutors to take to task those individuals. If you're worried about that, three-quarters of the people on the list are people who we can kick out of this country if they're probable cause that they're tied to terror. Go prove it.
Yeah.
Go take it to court.
Well, there you go. Be an official again,
Jonathan. You know, you want to diminish the risk of terrorism in this country? You think that telling someone they can't fly in an airplane is going to do it? Take them out of the country.
Guys, we got a break. The immune system of this country at stake here, of course, in this election cycle and more. And Jonathan Emord standing up for liberty, as is Norm Singleton of the Campaign for Liberty. Always a pleasure to have you guys together with us each and every week. And remember, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.